You are listening to the ArenaFan.com podcast, coming to you from Radio Row at the Waterbury Ballroom at the Sheraton New Orleans Hotel, the headquarters hotel of Arena Bowl 21.
Okay.
This is Adam Markowitz with the Arena Fan Online podcast, and joining me now is Juan Alfonso of the Chicago Rush. Juan, thank you for joining me today.
No problem.
Now, first off, Juan, how did you get started with the Arena Football League?
When I came out of college, I went to the Baltimore Ravens, and I went through camp with them guys, and once I got released from them, I had a conversation with Mike Daly, who was the coach of Indiana Firebirds at the time, and now of the Colorado Crush. And he brought me in, and he showed me a couple things, and fortunately, I was good enough to make the team.
Now, you started your career with Indiana and then moved right away over to Chicago in 2003. Can you talk about the transition between the two teams?
It really wasn't that much of a difference because Coach Hoensy actually coached under Coach Daly in Albany, so it was kind of an easy transition. They really ran the same offense. The defense was a little different, but I feel like if you play in sports, you have to be able to pick up anything, and with the players that they had at the time, you know, helped me out a lot. So it was an easy transition.
Now, you've done a lot of everything on offense, on defense, on special teams. Can you talk about what that means to the Arena Football League and has meant to you in your career?
You know what? I've always been that guy who wanted to know more and wanted to do more. And it goes back when people used to say the more you can do, you know, the easier you can be picked up by somebody. And I really believe that, you know. I like going out and I like doing everything possible. You know, if I could get down there and play defensive line or offensive line, I would. You know, that's just the kind of guy I am. I want to know everything. I'm one of them guys who always ask questions. I always want to know this. I always want to know that. And I think that's helped me out a lot in my career.
Now, you're one of the rarer players now who actually does play offense, has a full-time spot on offense, a full-time spot on defense, and a full-time spot on special teams. And with the new free substitution rules, did you know that this was going to be your role coming into the season?
Yeah, I talked to Coach Hoensy during the offseason. He told me, you know, he would figure out ways to use me on offense and that I would play the whole game on defense. I think, you know, each team in this league, I feel like should continue to have a guy who can play both ways and be successful both ways. I feel like that you can't substitute experience with new guys, you know. And Will Pettis, he's the Iron Man of the Year, and he's a great example of that. You know, his role did not change, and he was still successful at that role. And I think a lot of guys still could play that role. I mean, of course, you want to have your natural DBs out there and a couple of natural receivers out there, but I feel like if a guy could really go both ways, then first of all, I think you wouldn't have to dress 20 players every game. You may be able to dress 19 and may be able to pay some more guys some more money.
Now, you had the runs of the Arena Bowl last year with Chicago over in Las Vegas. You talk about the pregame preparations and the mindset going into such a game like this.
You know what? No one had us picked to win. And we went into that game, you know, we were a little arrogant. You know, I mean, we felt like that no one could stop us. You know, we had already won 5 games in a row, the last 4 being on the road. And we went into the Arena Bowl with the same kind of intensity. You know, we felt like that we were the best team and that we would go out and win. And you know, Coach Hoensy kept us on a tight leash in Vegas. You know, he knew that, you know, guys could go out and get into things that they shouldn't get into. So, you know, he kept us on a tight leash, kept us doing a lot of team functions and checking our hotel rooms and stuff like that. And I think in the long run, it worked out for us.
Now, as a veteran, what do you tell if you're in either the Columbus locker room or the San Jose locker room? What are you telling as a veteran to some of the younger guys who've never had this experience before?
You know, don't press. You know, do the exact same things that got you there. I mean, no one man is going to win the game. You know, you do your role. And I always say, you know, football is a team sport. But I always say you're individual first. Do your individual job, and collectively you will be a great team. You know, you can't worry about what the next man is doing and try to compensate with what you think he's not doing. You have to go out and play your game and know your assignments and do what you know that you have done to lead you up to the Arena Bowl, and I think you'll be all right.
Now, last year you were the 7-9 team who came into the playoffs, and like you said before, nobody really thought you had much of a shot. You go all the way to Las Vegas, you pull the upset in the Arena Bowl. Columbus is in a very similar situation this year as to what you were last year, and there have been a lot of comparisons made between the two. Does the underdog mentality really play into this game, and maybe could be possibly a crutch for Columbus going into this game with San Jose?
You know what, I think being an underdog, you know, ever since I started playing football when I was 6 years old, it's pretty much I've been an underdog every single year. And I think being an underdog, you always go into the game, and most coaches even tell the players, you know, we have nothing to lose. You know, we have everything to gain and nothing to lose. So you can play a little more relaxed because you're not expected to win. And I think when you relax and you play your game, I think that's when everything starts to fall into place. And I wasn't a doubter of Columbus. You know, I even, before the playoffs started, I said that I really feel like that Columbus could be one of those teams that make a push to the Arena Bowl just for the simple fact that they beat Georgia already, and then they had Dallas down, I want to say 30 points in the second half. And anytime you have that kind of edge over a team and you go and play them, they still have that in the back of their mind, like, Columbus beat us, so they're a tough team. You know, no matter what your record is, and the same thing with Dallas. They like, you know, they had us down 30 points. So, you know, as that team, you like, well, as that winning team, you thinking like, well, all the pressure is on us. You know, we have to win this game. Everybody's expecting us to win the game. And I think some guys start to press off of that. And some of the things happened last year for us, and that's happening for Columbus this year. You know, you're getting those bounces that you didn't get in the regular season, and then the team is more fired up, and, you know, and it's always great when somebody is doubting you. You know, you always have that extra fire. Like, they're doubting us, and you're just trying to prove everybody else wrong, you know, and I think that helps a lot.
Now, last year, obviously, you fight through a 17-week regular season. You fight through the playoffs, all these games on the road, and you finally go into Las Vegas, and after all this waiting, and the clock finally hits zero, and you see Chicago Rush world champions. What's that feeling?
You know what? And honestly, you can ask any guy on our team from last season. It really didn't sink in that we were the Arena Bowl champions because we came into the playoffs with so much confidence that we would be the champions that it honestly felt like just another game, you know. And I think that's what allowed us to win that game is because we didn't look at it as, oh, this is the Arena Bowl. We looked at it like it's just another team in our way to do what we set out to do in the beginning of the season. And it didn't hit us until probably when Mike Dicker, one of the owners of the Rush, threw us a party that next week, and it really kind of hit us like, oh yeah, we are the Arena Bowl champions, and we did something that many teams can't say that they did.
Was it any different this year going through the regular season and in the playoffs, knowing that you had that target on your back of being the defending champions?
You know what? I don't think we had that target on our back. I really felt like that a lot of teams and owners and coaches didn't respect us from last year because, you know, we went into the playoffs 7-9. A lot of people think that we lucked up and won the Arena Bowl last year. But so when we came into this year, we knew that from the offseason that a lot of people thought that. So no pressure was on our back. We just wanted to go out there and prove to people that, you know, it wasn't a fluke and we were a great team. And, you know, we were 12-4, the best record Chicago Rush has ever had this year. You know, fortunately we had some bumps against San Jose that allowed them to beat us, and now they're down here in the Arena Bowl. But, you know, we really didn't feel like that we was a target. You know, we set a goal at the beginning of every season. Coach Ho has to stand up before we go to training camp and ask everybody, what are we here for? And, you know, and probably 99.9% of the guys stand up and say they want to win a championship. And he always tells us, no one game defines us. So no matter if we're, you know, 7-9 or 12-4, no one game defines us. You know, our ultimate goal is to win the Arena Bowl championship. So, you know, we didn't play like we were the hunted, you know. We played like we was hunting for that Arena Bowl championship.
Now, Chicago obviously went through its share of turmoil this year with Coach Hohensy breaking his arm, and then with Matt D'Orazio, your quarterback, having his back troubles at the end of the regular season into the playoffs. Now, as a veteran of this team, how do you speak to everyone else and say, okay, regardless, we have to fight through this?
You know, it's even more than that. You know, we've had some crazy things happen with our team this year. You know, from guys having problems with their children, John Moyer situation, from Coach Ho being into an accident, from Bobby Scipio hurting himself in the Dallas Desperado game, from Matt having a slit disc in his back. You know, I mean, we going through three or four receivers, you know, in the first 6 weeks of the year. You know, so we went through a lot as this organization, and I think with the veteran leadership that we had on this team, it enabled us to be 12-4. You know, and that's what Coach Hohensy and the rest of his staff does. You know, they put together a great group of guys every single season, and we didn't really buy into the fact that it was a free substitution game. You know, we didn't go out and get ex NFL players and all that. We went and got veterans of arena football, and if you really look at the teams that are remaining, San Jose and Columbus, they have veteran guys of arena football. And I think ultimately that's what it boils down to, and Coach Ho does a great job at that. And it didn't, once somebody got hurt, it didn't make us, you know, sit back and like, oh, we can't win. It just made us even more hungry, and the next guy come in and step up, and the next guy come in and step up, and that's what we did, and we just had one bad game, you know.
Well, Duane, we're obviously all here for the game between Columbus and San Jose. Who do you like this weekend, and why?
You know what? I really don't have a winner in mind. You know, I pull for Columbus just because of what they went through, and it's a familiar story from what we did last year. But then again, I pull for San Jose because, you know, that's our conference rival. We lost to them, and I feel like that if you lose to a team, you want them to ultimately win the Arena Bowl, so you won't feel, you know, so like your season was a waste. You know, it's like, okay, well, at least we lost to the Arena Bowl champions. You know, and you don't want to have that doubt in your mind, like, oh, we probably could have went and beat Columbus. You know, at least if San Jose wins, it's kind of like, you know, that we did win, we did lose to the eventual champions. And then, you know, I want to kind of keep it in the American Conference. You know, we won the last three Arena Bowls, and I think four of the last five, and you know, the American Conference didn't get their credit this year. You know, with us even being the Arena Bowl champions, we didn't get nowhere near as much publicity as the Philadelphia Soul, the Dallas Desperados, you know, the Georgia Force. You know, even when Tampa Bay was 0-5, they got more publicity than we got. You know, and we're the defending champions, you know. It was almost like they uncrowned us at the beginning of the season. You know, so I kind of wanted to stay in American Conference just for the simple fact that all the naysayers say that, you know, that the American Conference is probably the weaker conference, and I beg to differ.
Okay, I'd like to thank my guest, Juan Alfonso, and this has been Adam Markowitz with the Arena Fan Podcast from Radio Row in New Orleans.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you.
Good?
Yep, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
No problem, man. Thanks for having me. All right, man. Yep. Duane Alfonso.
I know who you are.
Yeah, careful there. Oh, I got it.
Broke something.
Isn't there a difference between the comments? I mean, there's a difference in how it's reported.
Yeah, I really don't. You know what? I think it's...
Thank you for listening to this ArenaFan.com podcast coming to you from Radio Row at Arena Bowl 21. Arena Bowl Radio Row is brought to you by Voodoo Barbecue and Grill.